Phoneboy Speaks, episode 82, Two-Factor Evernote.
You probably have read, Evernote got hacked. They basically issued a global password reset to all of their users. They claim that no data was compromised other than hashed passwords, but they said, you know, just to be safe, we're going to go ahead and force everybody to reset their passwords, and we're going to add, you know, we're going to issue some new versions of the clients to address whatever security vulnerability it was. I mean, so, you know, props to Evernote for getting that right. And then something else that came out today was that the folks at Evernote had said, well, you know, we'd already been planning to do two-factor authentication later this year, but since we got hacked, we're going to accelerate those plans, which makes a lot of sense. And so I'm all for that, although I'll kind of explain what it is for those who don't know and why it's not a total panacea. So two-factor authentication means something other than just a static password, which, as we know, it's very hard for humans to pick passwords that they can't forget, but computers can't guess, or a hacker can't guess with brute force. It's becoming increasingly more difficult with computing power going higher and other things to actually pick passwords that people can actually use and not get hacked. And so what two-factor does is it creates based on something you have, there's a random password that gets generated every, you know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or, you know, over some period of time that will generates a code that when the thing asks for your password, you also enter this code. Now, there are, of course, ways to capture that information outside of, through some other side channel attack or, cross-site scripting or something, pull that information. If you visit a hacked website or you don't visit the wrong URL, they could capture that and still pretend to be you. So doing two-factor authentication doesn't completely make it more secure, but it does mean that they can't just get your password. They do have to have this other thing. And of course, what's cool is that the second factor can be on your phone. There's a Google Authenticator is such a thing. There's also VeriSign, which I guess is now part of Symantec or one of those companies that they have a similar solution as well. And there's also the more sort of traditional Secure ID, which I've used when I worked at Nokia, and I have a picture of a Secure ID token in the books I wrote. But the idea is the same, right? Whichever of these mechanisms you use, of course, now that creates a problem if you're on your smartphone and you want to do the two-factor authentication, and you're using it to use Evernote or any applications that require two-factor authentication. So that creates a minor usability issue, but it also creates another sort of security issue where if you've got your authentication credentials on your phone and you lose your phone, well, now people might have more access to things than they would. So I think you have to be really careful with all of these, with this, right? And so, maybe the smartphone isn't the smartest place to put one of those access credentials. That's the thing, right? It's a device that you have with you, but now it makes the smartphone that much more of a device to be hacked. So you really want to make sure that you take, if you use one of these two-factor authentication systems, you really care about your security. You really want to make sure that you're not doing anything to make your device less secure, like jailbreaking it or rooting it, because it's a possibility that somebody may get that information and be able to log in as you. It makes it harder for somebody to get in. So it's a good thing. It decreases usability somewhat. And at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing. And anything that will improve the security of any of the services, I wish more services actually did two-factor authentication, because it would make it harder. Again, it's not going to make it impossible, because there's all kinds of other ways to capture those two-factor credentials. But good for Evernote for actually implementing or attempting, saying that they're going to implement two-factor authentication. And I really wish that more companies would do that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.